Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. It sounds good. It sounds so promising. Yet we live in a world where there is so much to fear. Terrorism, war, street violence, unemployment, poverty, homelessness, health care, the lack of insurance, the high cost of medicine, earthquakes, tornadoes, environmental disasters, the list goes on and on. Everywhere we turn, whatever we do, there seem to be those reminders of just how frightened we should really be. Toll booths, libraries, schools, they all come equipped with security cameras that record our every move. Homes, apartment buildings, and even churches. We have security lights, security locks, and security systems to protect our possessions and to keep us safe. And just in case we haven't gotten the message, there are 24-hour-a-day news channels that broadcast the worst of the worst. There's the information updates on our web browsers and all those flashing alert signs by the side of the highways. Turn your station to whatever to find out the latest. There is so much to fear. There is so much that threatens our security. But into the midst of it all, Jesus comes. And he speaks extraordinary words of comfort. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now that was 2,000 years ago. And one would assume that the dangers we face today far outweigh the dangers that they faced then. And yet if you read the 12th chapter of Luke, you will find over and over and over again that Jesus is telling the people, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the soldiers that demand your coat. Don't be afraid of your future. Don't be afraid of starving. Don't be afraid of... Just don't be afraid. You see, what we know about that particular time in history leads us to believe that life was hard for them. They were in danger. They didn't know what was going to happen to them from day to day. Yet despite all that was going on around them, the one thing that Jesus wanted them to remember was that ours is a God who did not just create the universe and everything that was in it and then sit back and watch the drama unfold. That's not our God. Our God chooses to be intimately involved in the creation. Ours is a God who attends to even the ravens, the sparrows, and the lilies. This is the one who loves us so much and is so concerned about what happens to us that even the hairs on our head are numbered. You see, God has chosen to remain involved in our lives. And because God has chosen to remain involved with us, then we must choose to stop being afraid of all of the potential dangers that are around us. And instead of being fearful, we must commit ourselves to loving and to serving in Christ's holy name. Now, I want you to think about that. What would happen if, in place of reacting out of fear, we acted out of faith? What would happen if we let go of the past while trusting our present and our future to God? Well, if we turn to the book of Hebrews and we re-examine the lesson that Jim just read, what we learn is that our faith matters. And it matters in many different ways. When we commit ourselves to God, our lives become edgy, unpredictable, adventuresome, scary, and totally at odds with the rest of the world. After all, we're told to love. The world tells us to hate. We're told that what we possess doesn't matter. The world tells us it matters. It matters so much it's the only thing. You know, the one with the most toys in the end wins. The world tells us one thing. But if we dedicate ourselves to God, God tells us another. And the world doesn't like it. After all, if we don't buy, our economy suffers. People go without jobs. Those in the third world will lose theirs. I mean, you know, it's the domino effect. And if we don't buy the security system, then someone might break into our house. And if we don't, and it becomes a vicious circle. And all the while, God is saying, just stop. Stop. Think about it. Why are you afraid? If we dedicate our lives to God, and if we act out of faith, we will not live a charm existence. There will be trials and tribulations. But at the same time, it is through the very same faith that others refuse to accept and understand that we receive the assurance that God not only has our best interest at heart, but is also the one who holds our future. Do you remember the story of Abraham and Sarah? At a very old age, God comes to Abraham and says, "Your descendants will be as numerous as the stars." That beside the fact that he and Sarah were totally childless. Then God says, but to receive the blessing, you have to leave the place of your ancestors and you have to go where I tell you. You notice God doesn't tell him where he's going. And for the rest of his life, Abraham continues to wander and continues to follow God. And when Sarah dies, there is no land. He has to purchase a grave to bury her in. So many times their faith failed them. So many times they did what God did not want them to do. Abraham denied that Sarah was his wife, not only once but twice. And when a child was not forthcoming, Abraham took matters into his own hands. Yet each and every time that their faith failed them, they repented. They went back to God, and they continued the journey on. So when we, like Abraham and Sarah, find ourselves wandering in an unknown land where it's hard to find a place that is safe, a place that we can call home, then we should remember. We should remember the story that lies behind the story. There's no reason to fear, because somewhere in our future is that place where God is calling us. Now I ask you, what is it that is threatening to consume your life today? What are you afraid of? Is it an illness or an unknown future? Are you searching for a job? Someone to love you and someone you can love? Are you trying desperately to find that place where your stomach isn't churning and your mind isn't racing? Do you pray for just one moment of peace? Is there a child, a spouse, or a friend who is weighing heavily on your mind? Or maybe you're trying to make that hard decision of giving up your home, your car, your independence. How many of us are feeling alone? Or just simply lonely for someone who is no longer here? That someone that you wish you could reach out and touch and hear just one more time. What are you afraid of? Now listen to Jesus one more time. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What's going to happen to you? Where is it all going to end? In the loving arms of the one who knew you even before you were born. Do not be afraid. To God be the glory. Amen.